So imagine trying to predict exactly how many grapes are going to grow across 2,200 hectares of land.
Which is a massive area.
Right, it's huge. And we're not just talking about some ballpark estimate for the whole farm here. We are talking about predicting the actual biological yield down to the exact individual vine.
Yeah, and doing it months before the harvest even happens.
Exactly. I mean, it sounds like science fiction. But today, for our deep dive, we are looking at how an AI is actually pulling this off. Welcome in, by the way. We've got a fascinating research paper today from UC Davis and E&J Gallo Winery.
Yeah, the paper's titled CMAVEAT, Integrating Climate Management and Remote Sensing Data for Crop Yield Estimation.
Right. And our mission today is really to explore how researchers are feeding, satellite images, weather data, and even human-written farming logs into this multimodal AI. We want to shortcut you right to the bleeding edge of precision farming without getting completely bogged down in all the dense math.
Well, and we should establish the stakes here, right? Because accurate crop yield forecasting isn't just about, counting grapes for a winery.
Right, it's way bigger than that.
Exactly. It dictates global supply chains. It decides how we allocate incredibly precious resources like water and fertilizer. I mean, if a massive commercial operation guesses wrong about their yield, the ripple effects are huge.
Like economic losses, right?
Economic losses, stranded logistics, and honestly, severe environmental strain from things like over-fertilization.
Yeah, absolutely. So to really appreciate this new AI, we first have to understand why predicting crop yield has historically been just an absolute nightmare for farmers.
Oh, it's notoriously difficult.
Right. So the old school way, and this is based on what the paper outlines, is that growers basically just go out and manually sample a tiny number of plants.
Yeah, walking the fields.
Yeah, walking the fields, manually counting cluster weights, and then kind of just guessing the overall yield from that, which is, incredibly labor intensive.
And expensive, and honestly, often wildly inaccurate.
Because a few plants don't represent a whole field.
Right. What's fascinating here is just the sheer multivariate, non-linear chaos of farming. I mean, yield is this incredibly messy cocktail.
Like climate, soil.
Exactly. Climate, soil properties, the topography of the land, pest pressures, and of course, human management, all these things interacting.
Yeah, I kind of look at early attempts to solve this, like when they try to use only satellite imagery, single modality prediction. It's kind of like trying to guess how a cake is going to taste just by looking at a picture of the oven.
Oh, I love that analogy. That's exactly it.
Right. Because a top-down picture from a satellite, it tells you if the canopy looks green, sure. But it doesn't tell you the recipe.
Right. It misses the management practices.
And the exact temperature, the microclimate.
Right.
We needed a model that could read the whole recipe.
Because those single methods just constantly fail to capture the whole picture.
Right.
So researchers had to build a hybrid.
Enter CMEV.
CMEV, yes, the Climate Management Aware Vision Transformer.
Okay, let's unpack this acronym because it's consuming three totally distinct data streams here. First up, satellites.
Right, but not just standard pictures.
Now, they use Sentinel-1, which is radar capturing the physical structure, and Sentinel-2, which is optical, capturing color and health.
Yeah, so you're getting the skeleton and the skin of the vineyard, basically.
Skeleton and the skin, I like that. And then stream number two is the climate.
Right, which they pulled from the DayMet data set, weekly data.
Yeah, weekly data, minimum and maximum temperatures, precipitation, and vapor pressure. And then the third one, which I think is just wild, is the human notes.
The human element, text-based management and soil reports.
Right, like they're feeding the AI text documents about the cultivar type, the trellis spacing, soil pH, sodium nutrients, all written out.
And this is really the breakthrough here, because older models like convolutional neural networks or CNNs,
which are standard for image AI.
Exactly. But they have rigid structures. They really struggle to mix a satellite picture with, say, a spreadsheet of weather data and a written text document.
It's just too many different formats.
Right. But CMAVT is a multimodal transformer, meaning it's designed from the ground up to integrate completely different types of data into one holistic view.
Okay, but I have to push back here for a second because playing the skeptic isn't feeding a bunch of written text reports into an image-based vision transformer, kind of like mixing oil and water.
It seems like it would be, yeah.
Like, how does it not just become a garbled mess of data?
So this is where it gets really clever. The researchers used a pre-trained GPT 3.5 tokenizer to process those text reports first.
Oh, wow. So they're using language model tech.
Exactly. And then they use this thing called a temporal cross-attention mechanism.
Okay, temporal cross-attention. Keep it simple for us.
Basically, the text data provides the context for the satellite images.
Okay.
So imagine the model is looking at a satellite patch and it sees really slow growth in one specific area.
Just visually, it sees stunted vines.
Right. Visually, it just sees a problem. But the text data, those human reports, essentially whisper to the visual model, hey, this specific soil patch has high sodium. That's why it's growing
Oh,
slowly.
that is so cool. It whispers the context.
Yeah. It connects the visual symptom to the written historical cause. And it's doing this over time, which is the spatiotemporal
That's
element.
because it's not a static picture.
No, not at all. It integrates the weather data with the satellite imagery cumulatively over time. It tracks how the crop's responses change week by week.
Okay, so all of this theory is great, but does this actually work in the dirt?
That's the real test.
Right, so let's look at the actual test run. They did this in the California Central Valley. And the scale of this data set, I was geeking out over this, it's massive.
The Gallo Winery experiment, yeah.
4 years of data from 2016 to 2019, 2,200 hectares.
And they tracked eight different grape cultivars too, like your Cabernet Sauvignon, your Chardonnay.
Over 5 million individual vines.
It's wild. And the way they got the ground truth yield data to basically grade the AI's homework, they used highly precise harvesters.
Right, at a 1 to 3 meter resolution. So they knew exactly what every tiny patch produced.
Exactly.
But here's where it gets really interesting, the timeline of the prediction. The model isn't just making one guess right before harvest.
No, it starts way early.
Yeah, it tracks the grapes from week one in early April, so bud break and flowering, all the way to week 15 in mid-July.
Which is veraison, about a month before the actual harvest.
Right. And what the paper shows is that as those weeks progress, the model's accuracy gets sharper and sharper.
Because it's accumulating more temporal data, it proves that continuous data collection mirrors the actual biological reality of the plant growing.
It's learning as the plant grows.
Exactly.
But okay, getting the average yield right across a whole field is good. But any farmer will tell you the real money, and honestly, the real danger is in the extreme highs and
The
lows.
outliers.
Right, the weird outlier parts of the vineyard. Because if the AI just lazily guesses the average for every vine, it's pretty useless for the actual farmer.
Yeah.
So how does CMAVT handle those extremes?
So the researchers actually deployed this thing called a yield zone strategy, a YZ strategy.
Okay.
They forced the model to learn specific segments of the yield maps. They categorized them into low extreme, which was under 22 tons per hectare,
Wow, okay.
common, and then high extreme, which was over 54 tons per hectare.
So they essentially force the AI to stop just guessing the safe average.
Exactly. By forcing it to learn these specific zones, the overall error rate, the MATE, plummeted.
To just 4.45%.
Yes,
Echo.
which is incredibly accurate for biological forecasting. It stopped the AI from just generalizing everything.
That is wild, a 4.45% error rate on 5 million vines. But, to really prove that this exact recipe of data is what made it work, they did this modality mascot analysis.
Ah, yes. Taking away the ingredients.
Exactly. I love this part. They essentially ask, what happens if you take an ingredient away from the AI?
Right, to see if it really needs all three streams.
Yeah. So first, they take away the text-based management practices. They hide the human notes. And the model's accuracy, its R-squared value, drops from 0.80 to 0.73.
Which is a significant hit.
Huge hit.
Yeah.
And then they try taking away the climate data instead.
Just hiding the weather.
Yep. And it drops even further to 0.7.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, this mascout test is so important. It definitively proves that you absolutely cannot predict agriculture accurately by just looking from space.
Satellites aren't enough.
They just aren't. You need the human element, you need the climate element, and the visual element, and they all have to work in harmony.
Yeah, it's a tripod. You kick one leg out, the whole thing falls over.
Exactly.
So, what does this all mean for you listening at home? Because even if you aren't a winemaker, or you don't even drink wine, this deep dive matters.
Oh, absolutely.
Because this multimodal AI approach, it really is the future of food security.
It's a total paradigm shift.
Yeah, it represents a shift from just kind of guessing what the earth will give us to deeply understanding it.
Right, saving massive amounts of wasted water and labor and honestly money all across the supply chain.
Exactly. It's proactive farming instead of reactive farming.
Precisely.
And that actually brings me to a final, somewhat provocative thought I want to leave you with to mull over.
Oh, let's hear it.
So If a multimodal AI can perfectly predict the biological output of 5 million vines, right? By seamlessly reading satellite images and weather patterns and human-written notes, could this exact same architectural framework be applied to predict the outcomes of other incredibly complex ecosystems?
Like what?
Like us. Like human beings.
Oh, wow.
Right. Could we one day feed a multimodal transformer our own wearable health data, like our smartwatches acting as the satellite?
Oh, capturing our internal structure.
Exactly. And then combine that with environmental weather data.
Yeah.
And then layer in our own written daily journals.
That's actually profound.
Right. Could an AI use cross-attention so that our written journal entries whisper context to our health data, predicting our own biological yields and health outcomes months in advance?
Well, I mean, the human body is just another complex, multivariate ecosystem, right?
Exactly.
We respond to our climate, our inputs, and our own management practices just like those vines do.
It's the exact same framework, just applied to us instead of grapes.
That is definitely something to think about.
Something to mull over, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next one.